Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rob, would you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Oh, gracious, merciful Father, we come in the name of Jesus the Christ on this night, Lord. Let us the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord. We thank you on this day, Father God, for giving us this glorious day to see on this day, Father God, that we prayed for to see. Father God, and we ask for all the many blessings to be bestowed upon us tonight, Father God. Open up our hearts and our minds, Father God, to receive the word tonight, Father God. Father God, teach us to go out and spread the gospel of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, Father God, that someone may be able to hear your words, Father God, used through us as a vessel, Father God, to be ambassadors for your kingdom, Father God. Open us up tonight, to Father God, to hear the word of your shepherd, Pastor Smith, tonight, Father God, to be able to be used, Father God, to grow us, to give us wisdom and knowledge, to know you better, Father God. We rebuke the Satan tonight, Father God, and all the evil spirits that come up against you tonight, Father God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus the Christ, Father God. We stand in agreement, Father God, for deliverance and healing tonight, Father God. And all of God's people said, amen, 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 and thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number, you can listen to the service live. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. I do want to remind you that we are now meeting at our larger venue. That's inside the Clarion Inn Hotel and Conference Center. The address is 1612 Fisk Road, that's S-I-S-K Road, that's in the city of Modesto, California. Our next dates for service are January 26th, that's this upcoming Sunday, and then February 9th. We do have a special announcement tonight from Sister Penny.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. The announcement that I wanted to make is this Sunday, when we have in-service church, I will have your tax donations that you've given for your tithes and offerings. That paperwork will be ready. Please see me to pick it up. Also on Saturday, this coming Saturday, January 25th, we're going out to feed the homeless, and I'm still accepting whatever people want to give, water bottles, non-perishable items, canned goods, hats, gloves, blankets, and personal hygiene. So if you would like to donate, even monetary, if you'd like to donate, please contact me. My number is 209-818-3531. The plan is to go out and at least meet up with about 350 people. Thank you. God bless.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 or 2 minutes or less, and remember, mute your phones. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do have a testimony. Today is actually my birthday, and I just thank the Lord for being in the land of the living and having him continue to use me as a servant. So I thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? I have a testimony. I want to thank the ones that have been sending in offering to help with the homeless, and they didn't place their name or anything on the envelope, but thank you so much for your support, because it's a blessing to give to the less fortunate, and thank you for your giving. Is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go
ahead. I also have
a
quick testimony.
All right.
Sister Chrissy again. I just want to thank the Lord for my friend that is from Los Angeles, California, by way of Alabama. I just want to thank her. She's been having trouble getting on the prayer line, and she's been calling me and saying I've been having trouble getting on. So tonight I connected her on, so I just thank the Lord that she's on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you. This is the beginning of a new year. There are so many things ahead. So, God, this word is a word of encouragement. That any time there's a birth of the new, there's a demand that the old be disconnected. Because if the old remains, it will kill off the new. And, Father, this is a word to help those who are having a problem with patterns, repeating patterns. Same thing going into the year that happened last year. These are life lessons by your word, Father. Your word is full of lessons that we learn. It helps us to change. Deliverance and yokes are broken because the life lessons from the word of God, his anointed word, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Genesis, the 21st chapter, verses 9 to 13. In Romans 4, verse 21. That's Genesis 21, verses 9 to 13. Romans 4 and 21. If you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. This word is a word of encouragement tonight. We're in a fresh new year, just the beginning. And so many are bringing the old into the new year, meaning repeating the same patterns, doing the same thing over and over, just stuck. I'm talking about negative patterns in life. And you know that life is a continuously change. It's growth, it's reproduction, it's history. And life is causing you to come into a place of development and knowledge. And so many continuously every year, nothing changed. The same patterns, the same repeat. And this is a word that you're going to see by the word of God. When God is a desire, his promises to birth new things into our lives, he's not going to allow, he's not going to bless the old. It is a demand to be disconnected of the old, because if the old remains, it will kill off the new. And so there have to be a disconnecting. It has to be a place where the Spirit of God have to come in and separate and detach many things in our lives that's hindered. And when God comes in, he does it, by his authority and his power. And so this is for, there are many people that go through a repeat. But then there are those that they learn it through life, a lesson. They develop, they grow, and they don't allow that repeat to come. You are responsible, saints of God, when you are accountable and you see that I'm responsible that's when God comes in and help you. So there are many that allows and permit the old things to come into their lives every year. They grant it. They agree with that old stuff, bad habits, bad behavior, bad relationship, bad friendship issues, finance, careers. Just go on and on and on, negative, negative. The same thing, nothing changes. But we're going to see by the word of God, when God has made a desire, promises, his promises to manifest into your life, the Spirit of God himself will not accept anything of the old. He will not accept it because it's a promise, his will. He accepts his will, saints of God. So many times we get in the natural and we want this to work, that to work, which is totally out of the will of God. We do whatever we do in our own strength, our own authority. We open up gates. We agree with things that God is not in agreement with, which does what? We yield to those things. And this is a word for you to see by the word of God that God just does not allow it. He has no respect to person. God has no respect to person. When he has his hands on your life, there are promises that must be manifested. God goes into that place when you yield. He do a work in your life. And we're going to see by the word of God. Minister Jerome going to read Genesis 21, and Sister Tamara going to read Romans. Genesis 21, 9 through 13, please.
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondswoman and her son, for the son of this bondswoman shall not be the heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of thy lad and because of thy bondswoman and all that Sarah hath said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and also the son of the bondswoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed.
This is so important, saints of God. It's word. It's nothing we're making up. Sarah, in the flesh, caused this problem. She allowed this woman to get in the mix of something that was not God's will. It was told, she totally moved out of the will of God. She moved in her own strength. She did what she wanted to do, and God did not bless that. She permitted, she approved, she gave permission. She opened up the gate for this spirit to come in that was not of God. I'm talking about life lessons tonight. She learned a life lesson about trying to make things work, and she made up her mind after she realized this is not working. I'm not repeating this anymore. This shall be over with. And there are some people are so, when they see it, they look that thing straight in the eye. There's no scales over their eyes. They don't have rose-colored glasses on. They see truth. And then they begin to be in a place of responsibility, saying, I'm going into a new direction. I'm not repeating this behavior. I have been stuck. I'm going to be released. There are things on hold in my life that I've caused, and I'm not repeating this cycle again. I'm not going to repeat this same pattern. There are people that really are strong in that, when they begin to say, I'm tired of being stuck, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But there are some people that, I mean, I don't understand their brains. That's between them and God. They do the same things all the time. They repeat the same situation. They repeat the same kind of people comes into their life. The same kind of situation comes into their life. The same kind of relationships always in their life. The same kind of conflicts is always in their life. They never disassociate themselves with that old stuff. They never disconnect. But Sarah made up her mind, because there was tension between that woman, the two sons. Ishmael was mocking her son. But Ishmael had something more inside of him than mocking that son. He had some spirits inside of him that was against the seed that God has ordained, against Isaac. So Sarah demanded Abraham to send the woman and the son away. She opened and declared that Ishmael would not share in Isaac's inheritance. She said Ishmael will not receive this promise. Ishmael is not the promised child. He will not share this blessing. This woman was strong in her mind about it. There are some of you, you are determined that you know that this thing that have kept you stuck, that you're not going to repeat it this year. But then there are those that procrastinate. They just do the same thing over, so familiar with it. They just don't want to release it. They don't want to disassociate. They don't want to disconnect. They don't want to break. They don't want to detach. And every year, your life is in the same old pattern. It's just like you created it, not God, because it's not you out of the will of God. So this woman, Sarah, she was determined to receive the blessings of God for her son. And she seen that spirit of Ishmael. And she said, oh, I know what you're up to. I made a mistake, but I see clearly now. There's nothing good happening in my house. There's nothing but tension. And I'm getting rid of this tension. I'm not having it. She made up her mind. So this woman prayed. This woman had to go before God. And so when she brought this before her husband, he was in total distress, because he was connected to that son. He was absolutely in distress. But then God dealt with Abraham. It takes God to go into those places and deal with people. It takes God to go into those places where you think it's okay to continue in that place where you're in a rut, where you're stuck. It takes God to go into those lairs that you have been in a place for years. It takes God to go into those places to unravel, for God to disconnect, for God to part. People can't do it. You know, you see some things and you wish you can go in and just shake the person, but you don't have the power to do it, thanks to God. You know you don't like what you see. You wish things would be better for the individual. You wish they would come out of going round and round, a ring around the roses, going through the same thing all the time. You would have to say, you see this. You see it. Your eyes wide open. And you know if they just step out and allow God to take over the situation, that means I'm permitting God to release me. I'm giving God permission That's what Abraham, when he heard from God, he gave God permission. He yielded to God. And God spoke to Abraham because the man yields. He said, do as your wife commands, because my promises must be carried out. He was telling him so many words. My promise must be carried out, Abraham. You guys messed up. This can't be repeated any longer. It got to be over with. He said, do as your wife has asked you, because my promise must be carried out through Isaac, not Ishmael, through Isaac. The promise was through Isaac. And so many times we're trying to build up things that God is not in it, trying to hold on to things that God's saying, that's you and not me. All issues of life, stuck in the same behaviors, going through the same struggles in your career, your finance, relationship, conflicts all the time, same old kind of medicine, but in life's lesson, you receive instructions, thanks of God. You receive warning. God give you precepts. He reproves us. He rebukes us. He gives us direction. It's a prescription. Lessons are a prescription. He gives us forewarning. He gives us information about the things that's totally out of his will, but it's up to us to yield. Abraham yielded to the promise that God had brought forth, this miracle baby. God took over the situation. This is what the prayer is tonight. God is such a God of order. Anytime something is birthing out of you that is new, it's a demand that you be disconnected from the old. It's a demand. Because what happens? That old spirit going to kill off that new. It'll never come into manifestation. The blessings are held up. Abraham had to be disconnected from Ishmael for the blessings to come forth. It was a struggle for him. It's a struggle for any of us when we get into a place of behavior and habits. It's a struggle. This is real, saints of God. This is real life. It's a struggle. And in the Holy Spirit is the one that comes in and do the battle for you. But you have to yield to God. But there are so many do not yield. It's like praying the prayer of faith. You believe, you receive, you stand fast, and you wait on manifestation. But then there are those that try to talk you out of not standing. They'll try to change the plan of God. They'll try to go and influence you. But you got power over those spirits. When you pray, you believe, you receive. That's the promise that God has in his word. Pray, believe, receive. Pray, believe, receive. The Spirit of God has spoken that he had a promise for this couple. And they, in their own flesh, moved out of the will of God. But Sarah got sick and tired of being sick and tired of the promises, the blessing held up. And she said, she declared, that they're not going to steal my child's blessing. You have to stand up and declare so it can be established to you in the earth, saints of God. This woman declared that the promises was not in Ishmael, but in Isaac. It was like a demand that you got to do something, Abraham. Yes, he was in distress, but God seen the distress. And what happened? God began to speak that Ishmael will be made a great nation because he was Abraham. Offspring. God was concerned about everything, thanks to God. He's not like people. He's concerned. When you let go of things that's not for you And for that God has birthed in you to be manifest, when you let go, God is concerned about everything you let go of, thanks to God. He was concerned about Ishmael. He was concerned. And he comforted Abraham. The Holy Ghost is a comforting spirit, thanks to God. It's not like human. People to cut you off, cut you down. But God is not like that. This is a word of encouragement. Why? He's saying, you don't have to repeat, go through those same things that you've been going through forever. He's saying, it's time for growth. It's time for change, continuous change. Mean what? Development. Mean new things must come into the existence. Meaning that I'm concerned. Your life is history, thanks to God. Meaning that God see you as a living being that goes through stages of development. And this is a word tonight that you do not have to continuously to repeat bad behavior. You don't have to go through it, thanks to God. We just read it through the word of God. That means whatever in your life has been a repeat. And so sometimes people get so immune, they think it's normal. It is not normal, thanks to God. It's not word. It's not normal. It's totally out of the will of God. And only one can go in and help us is God. God had to go into that place. God had to disconnect. God had to part. God had to separate. God had to detach. Because it was antagonizing in the life of Abraham and Sarah. That's not the will of God, thanks to God. And you see this so in people's lives. It's just like a canvas. Life is a canvas with all kinds of pictures, all kinds of things on a canvas, a collage. And when you are spiritually alert, and that individual going through that same thing, continues, no development, no growth, always going backwards. Start, then go backwards. Procrastinate. Get in the business of God. Try to do things that's out the plan of God. Then try to influence people. But this is a year that God is saying he has new birth coming out of you. Anytime there's something new that God is bringing forth in our lives, it's the demand by God to disconnect from the old. Because if the old remains, it's going to kill off the new. And it's something that you can go in secret closet and pray, but people are not going to receive if you go to them with your own in your own spirit and your own self and tell them, you need to stop this. They're going to say, this is my life. I do what I want to do. You ain't my God. All you're going to do is cause, disturbance. So you ask for the mercy of God. You pray that God reveal himself to individual, that the Lord go into that place where they're like brain dead, that God get, see the word of God, he give you wisdom, he give you knowledge, but you have to ask the God. That's the word of God. And some people just do not ask God for wisdom and knowledge so that they are able by the Holy Spirit giving you wisdom, giving you knowledge, causing development, causing growth, to change bad behavior. That means the Spirit of God go into that deep-seated place. He would disconnect. He would detach. He would divorce you from the things and separate you from that, whatever that thing may be in your life, in order for what? The new to come forth. This is a new year. This is a brand new year, and you have to be in a place where you know that this same situation has occurred in every year in my life, and no change. You look around, and you see the same behavior, the same bad habits. constantly moving out of individual. Same behavior, same habits. But it don't have to be so, saints of God. The Spirit of God will go into that place. And those repeated things, God will stop. He did it for Sarah and Abraham. He went into that place. And God did what they could not do for themselves. Because they made the mess. God didn't do it. Because it was not the promise of God. And God, what people don't understand, God do not bless things out of his will. Now, you trick your mind to think that what you're doing is not the will of God, that you're going to be blessed. You're tricking yourself. God does not bless anything out of his will. He cannot do it because he's God. He don't bless anything out of, but he's long-suffering. He's patient. He's tender in mercy, giving you an opportunity to yield. This is a brand new year. You don't have to be manipulated. You don't have to constantly be influenced. Your life don't have to be stuck. It does not have to be in shambles. Why? Because those patterns that you're repeating, God will go in and disassociate, meaning he will go in and break the yoke. He will go into that place and untie you and bring you into that place where his promises, his will, and what is there? Blessings, nothing but blessing. God wants you and I to be blessed in this new year. He wants you and I to be blessed. Romans 4:21, please.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
This is God speaking to someone tonight. Whenever God promised you something, he can do it. And Abraham said he was sure that God will be able to do what he had promised. He was alert in his mind. His mind was reflecting on the promise of God, how God came into that place where that body was dead and there was nothing alive in him. But God made him a promise that you're going to have a seed. And God, hallelujah, told him that it shall happen. And Abraham's mind was refreshed because he yielded. And because he yielded, he began to speak out of his own mouth. And it was a declaration. If God said it, God will provide. If God said it, God will make it happen. If God said it, going to come to pass. Because his mind has been refreshed. He had a growth, a spurt of growth that came forth. His mind was in new development. His mind was in a place where it was refreshed. His mind went back to history. Remember what God had spoke to him. His mind was in a place where things he knew must change. And what God changed things. He blessed Abraham and Sarah. Everything they touched, he blessed. When opposition came before them, because he was in a new place. God, not Abraham, God stopped every enemy. God stopped everything that was sent to antagonize their life. It doesn't mean that everything going to be just smelling like roses. God go into that place where you don't smell roses, where things are in an uproar. When things is trying to kill off the promise, God go into that place. He do what you cannot do. He does the battling for you. You're standing still. You're going to see your salvation. But you have to yield and be accountable and knowing this been going on far too long. And it's time for the new thing that God has for my life, talking about his will, his promises, his will. to come into a place of manifestation, thanks to God. And remember, when people are constantly doing the same thing over and over and over again, I promise you, you cannot stop people. We're not robots. If an individual don't listen to the counsel of God, they definitely are not going to listen to you. I'm talking about the whole counsel of God. I mean the whole word. And if they're not willing to listen to God by his word, not just sitting down going to church or being in assembly, hearing but not doing, you have to be a doer of the word, saints of God. You have to become a doer. Abraham had to do something. He had to yield to God. And after he yielded to God, he said, you got to go. You have to go. He yielded to God. He didn't allow his emotion to get in the mix of it anymore. He didn't allow his flesh to go in to do something that was out the will of God. He became a doer of the thing that God promised him. You and I have to become a doer. You have to sit back and let God be God. This is true life lesson. This is the word of God, saints of God. And we all go through that while we're living and we're breathing. It happens to all of us, from the high to the low, all genders, all races, all people. This is God's word. Been there, done that. But when you yield to God, things gonna change. When you yield to God, you won't have to fight anything. God does all the battling for you. God move and he do the impossibility. If he know that you have yielded, you've taken responsibility that I messed up, but I don't want to repeat this, Father. Thine will be done. What happens? God goes into that place, whatever it may be in your life tonight. He does the work. He disconnects. He parts. He disunites. He separates. He detaches. He goes into that place where there was a rival, where there was an opponent, where there was an enemy, where there was something antagonizing your life. God goes in and calls that thing to what? To be disconnected from you so that you can be blessed, thanks to God. It always works for good. All things works for good to those that call to God according to his purpose. And they love him. Abraham was in love with God. So this word is encouragement to you and I tonight. There's a birth been going on inside of you. And the word of God is saying tonight, there have to come a place where there's a disconnect from the old. If the old remains, it's going to kill off that new birth. It's going to kill off that God promised for you this year. It's going to kill off. It kill off the blessing. And whatever struggle that you may be going through tonight, as Abraham, he was going through a struggle. It's right here. He was going through a struggle. He was in distress. You know how you get so used to something? Bad habits, bad behavior, things that so, you've been out the will of God so long, you get so adapted to it, you think it's normal. Definitely not normal. It was things that he was going through. Spirit of God revealed to Sarah, this is a setup by Satan. And this is not going to work because I'm taking responsibility. And what happened? Spirit of God dealt with the man. Women, you can't do that. Spirit of God has to deal with these situations in relationship, in marriage. Man is the head. Pray to God. God, go into that place. He'll bring things in order. Don't try to be God. Do your part. Your part is to go before God. And when God opens your mouth to speak, and if it's the will of God, God's going to move according to his promise and his will. Remember this. Spirits cannot fight with God. That's not the will of God. Impossible. That spirit could not fight with God. The woman and the child didn't fight with God. They did what God told them to do through the man. God is a God of order. He is simply a God of order. And what his order does for you and I is to bless us. It blesses the whole family. It blesses everything around you. It blesses your children and generation to follow. That's what happened with Abraham. Generation. We are part of that generation, the seed. We're being blessed because of faithful Abraham. So do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, I had wanted you to pray for our country because of that disease. It is filing in the United States from China, and people are dying in China over it.
Oh, you're talking about that virus or whatever? Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Sister Howard. Can you pray that God will take the high blood pressure away from me and that also that God will bless my daughter with the brand new car? She's been having problems with her car and just smoking and just having too many problems. If you could pray, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, thanks. You got to know that the best, God has the very, very best for you. Not second best. He has the very best. Hagar and Ishmael was not the best for Abraham and Sarah. God wanted the very best. His promises for us in our lives, he gives us what? He wants to have the very, very best. And this is a new year. Everything is brand new if you allow to come in a place of newness. God is birthing something so great in your career, your finance, your relationship, your health, your family, everything around you. But you have to yield. You can't hold on to the old. If that old has been a spirit, have antagonized your life, has allowed you to be in all kinds of confusion and no blessings and everything held up, a sensible person would say, this is not good. I'm stuck. Father, whatever I'm doing wrong, forgive me. Because I want your blessings over my life. I want your promises that you have for me before the foundation of the world. And it don't look like I'm not receiving because there's nothing different. What happens? God goes into that place. He began to part and separate and detach you from things you cannot. He began to go in and disunite some things that's hindering your blessings, thanks to God. He don't ever disconnect something, not give you something good. He bring in something better for you, something to enrich your life, something to bless your life, something to prosper you, not just you, but everything around you. It's the time of prosperity. I don't care what the announcement of this world system says. It has nothing to do with God's word. Nothing, absolutely. The promises of God is yes and amen. All we have to do is what? Yield. Submit. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He said, the word of God said he will flee from you, just James 4:7. Submit, submit, submit. And the Lord goes in and do the impossibility for you and I. Father, I thank you tonight. This is the word that's bringing life, new life, that's causing new development, that's causing the Spirit of God to bring new things into their existence, to give them knowledge and wisdom. That's what the Word of God said. If any man have need of, ask of God, who gives. Father, I thank you tonight. Life is nothing but many lessons that we all go through. And the lessons instruct us, it warns us, it reproves us, it rebukes us, it gives us direction, it gives us information. This is what lesson does. Why? Because the Holy Spirit don't want us to continuously to repeat bad and negative patterns. He wants the struggles that we're going through to be over with. And whatever part of our lives that has been a constant struggle. But, Father, I thank you that we shouldn't be busybodies trying to interfere in another person's life. That's why God is God. He's the creator. He knows the individual much better than we. He knows why. He knows underneath why they're still holding on. All we need to do is pray and ask God to reveal them the reason they're going through. We need to stop meddling in other men's matters. We are not God. That's why you are God. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, the things that's so visible to many eyes, that the Spirit of God will give us a spirit of intercession to begin to pray for our brothers and pray for our sisters, that the Spirit of God reveal the need of them to be delivered from bad behaviors, repeated patterns. And some, oh God, will yield to God, but you know who will yield and you know who will not. It's none of our business. We are mandated to pray. That's what an intercessor does. They pray. So we pray in the name of Jesus, the intercessors that's out there. They're worldwide. That they begin to pray and believe God for changes to come into different individual lives that's repeating patterns, self-righteous, doing their own thing, rebelling against God, but always falling back. The enemy camouflage thing. He make things look pretty like it's well and it's sound. And then underneath, it's destruction. Underneath, it's just like a band-aid. You think you're healed and you think you're well. You hit that place and you feel the effect. That's how the enemy camouflages things when people are self-righteous and refuse to yield to God. But the saints of God can pray, and God hears prayers. Father, I thank you for hearing prayers tonight. That thing that's camouflaged over that individual life who think they are delivered, who's going around making a lot of noise, and I'm healed, I'm blessed, I'm this, I'm that. But moving in their righteousness, moving in their own spirit, well, underneath, it's damage that only God can go in. It was damage in Abraham and Sarah's life that only God could disconnect. It was a spirit antagonizing their life. It was a spirit mocking their lives. And only God can go in. Only God went into that place and disconnect. Only God went in that place and parted. Only God went into that place and detached. God divorced that spirit from out of Abraham and Sarah's life. Father, there need to be a divorce in some people's life about spirits that's hindering them. They're bringing conflicts and all kinds of issues. They're stuck over and over and over, the same things every year. But I pray in the name of Jesus that that sink that you have revealed, when you reveal something, it's not to be gossip. It's not to be meddling and into people's affairs. It's to pray. People get it so twisted. When God revealed, it's to go in that secret closet and pray, not to judge, not to condemn, and not to go before God. Let God go before the people. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Too many damaged lives because people being out of the will of God, trying to correct something that they cannot correct, that underneath only God sees the answer clearly. He sees clearly. We don't see clearly. God sees clearly. He knows what's causing the turmoil. He knows what's causing the people to repeat. We do not know because we are not God. So in the name of Jesus, I come by the authority of Jesus. The spirit is running rampantly, maiming people's lives, causing people's lives to be in chaos, going before God and acting like they're God, glorifying in what they think that they have done. Jesus, I ask tonight that mercy go forth, that true intercessor begin to intercede. Intercessors do not go out and brag and boast and begin to be commercial. Intercessors go into that secret place and they begin to pray. They don't have to announce how great they are. They don't have to announce how great deliverance they receive. They go into that secret place and they begin to pray. They don't have to announce nothing. God does the manifestation. Father, we need to get real about you. There's so many falsehood that's going out. So many seducing spirits that's running rampantly and deceiving your people. But I know what your word says. When Zion pray, intercede. Intercessors intercede. Birth comes forth. Your word said, and I will not go in and corrupt your word, God, and take away. Father, I thank you tonight that true intercessors is in their secret closet. They're praying. They're seeking God. They're not announcing all kinds of things, saying how great they are, how powerful they are. They're in their place. They're praying secretly. And God is moving powerfully because there's undercurrent spirit. Looks well, talk well, but is unhealthy. An unhealthy spirit is anything out of the will of God. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will cause those true intercessors to begin to groan and moan and pray the word of God over your people, God, that's being deceived in this hour. And God, I praise you for it. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God will cover us and protect us from this virus, our coming in and our going out. Father, I thank you for being a shield wherever we go. The things we do, that the Spirit of God shield us, God, from being attacked with this virus that's taking people out. Father, I thank you that you have angels around us and have charge over us, and your word is a shield, it's a buckler, it is truth. We're protected with your word, and we thank you for that spirit. That virus would not go into our homes, overtake anything that concerns us. We give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this infirmity to be released from this lady's body. Your words say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved. That's Jeremiah 17:14. You say you will bring health and you will bring cure. Jeremiah 33:6. You said, oh, Father, your word will heal us and save us from destruction. Father, go into that place. Touch those numbers, oh, God. Cause those numbers to be balanced, oh, God. You designed that body. You created that body. Father, I thank you for the virtues of Jesus to move against high blood pressure. I cast out the spirit of infirmities with your word, Matthew 8:17. Father, I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus, delivering her, healing her from high blood pressure, that any symptoms that high blood pressure carries, I renounce the symptoms in Jesus' name, that they will not affect her organs in the name of Jesus, that she's healthy. Place your hand on your head, sister, that the Spirit of God do it, the impossibility that medication cannot do. Place your hand on your head. And Father, as a point of contact, The Spirit of God is moving over her now in Jesus' name. And the symptoms of high blood pressure come separate to the word of God. And we thank you with your stripes she's healed. And that these infirmities are subject to the blood of Jesus in the virtues of the Holy Ghost. That her blood is being cleansed by the cleansing blood of Jesus. Oh, cleanse her blood, oh Father, cleanse her blood. And I give you thanksgiving for clean blood, God. Healthy blood flowing through her now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the need be met for the car. Oh, Father, that vehicle that belongs to her. Already located. Father, I thank you for paying for it, that it will not be a hardship for this person, God, that this daughter will have this car that will run well, that will get her to and forth to the places she must go. In Jesus' name, there will not be any major breakdown, that the Spirit of God touches every instrument in that car. And we thank you that car come forth in Jesus' name. Come to the address, to that person in the name of Jesus. Be loosed by the Spirit of God to her now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the car in Jesus' name. Because your word said, Father, that we can believe, we can receive. Father, we believe tonight. I send the word of God that the spirit of unbelief come set you to believe tonight. Believe in God tonight, saint. Believe God and his promises over your life. If you believe, you receive. Let nothing, no one shake your belief in God. He said, I'm God and I cannot lie. If he speak it, he bring it forth. Father, I thank you tonight that the believer believe in God for that thing that God has promised in their life. It's between them and God and no one else. Because many times you begin to tell people beforehand, in a spirit of jealousy, take over individuals. Don't want you to be blessed. Want to cut your blessing off. Be wise in your speaking. Father, I thank you tonight. They believe. They have faith to themselves tonight. And the Spirit of God is working on their behalf. Spirit of God has gone into that place and detaching things that's hindering them. Disconnecting things that's hindering them, causing things to part that's hindering them. And I thank you for the blessings of God is upon their life, the promises of God, the blessings of God that make rich and add no sorrows over Abraham and Sarah's house, but the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it added no sorrow. I call it done by faith. That the fullness of God and the blessings of God rid everything out of their lives that's hindering the birth, the new things for this year. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God.
Up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
Lord, I need you to
change my mind. distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said, I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said, just pray with me. I said, I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. A confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Oh, Lord.
Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.